That's music coming to you live from Studio S here at WKAR in East Lansing. Eldon Kelly is the player, and we're going to talk with Eldon about this weekend's fourth annual Pump Stock Music Festival. That happens tomorrow in East Lansing's Bailey Park, and it features live American roots music and local food. Here with us now is the festival's coordinator, Dudley Smith, more commonly known as Smitty Smith, and Eldon Kelly also stands by to join us here in just a few minutes. Hi, Smitty. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. For our listeners who don't know that much about Pump Stock, tell us about it. How did it get started? This fourth time around.
Yeah, the story of Pump Stock starts with the story of Pump House Concerts. My wife and I, after living in Nashville for a few years back, were kind of disappointed at the availability of local venues for this kind of music that are listening room style, where when the music starts, the people shut up and listen. Okay, as opposed to a bar where the TV's on and people are watching a football game. So we started doing concerts in the Pump House, which is in the middle of the Bailey neighborhood. And after about a year of that, we thought, you know, this is fun. We host a show every month. It's all donation-based. The musicians stay with us often. We thought, wouldn't it be fun to do something outdoors? Maybe all day long.
Hmm.
So Pump House Concerts, we kind of ripped off, I mean borrowed the Woodstock idea, and we come up with Pump Stock. And we've been doing it since, this is the fourth year, like you said. And so we thought, you know, inside the Pump House, it's hard to have a full band with drums and things like that. The seating's about 60 people at the most. So this is more fun because we can have full bands, we can have four or five acts going, we can have food, and we can have lots of people.
It's
also
a festival.
It's
outdoor music festival.
Yeah,
right?
It's a great neighborhood-based thing. It's all volunteer-based. It's all donation-based. All the money after a very minor amount of expenses goes to the musicians, but we borrow the city's stage. The PA is donated. You know, I don't get paid anything. Nobody makes any money except sometimes I have to pay the sound guy a little bit, but it's worth paying a sound guy a little bit. But after that, all the money we bring in goes to the musicians.
Well, if Eldon's playing is any indication, there's some people with some real chops who play at this.
We've had artists that have won Grammys. We've had artists that have been nominated for Grammys. John Brooks, who's coming to the Pump House in the fall, 3 out of the last 5 years was nominated for Canadian Artist of the Year. Mike Mangione and the Union that are coming in from Chicago to headline Pump Stock this year are very successful.
Mike Mangione?
Mike Mangione.
Related to Chuck Mangione?
Nah, not that I know of.
Okay. Had to ask.
But they're a great five-piece band with some strings, a cello, and a fiddle, and just a great time. We've got Eldon.
Let's bring Eldon Kelly into the conversation here. Eldon, you're a Vermont native. How'd you wind up here in Lansing?
I got my master's at MSU in musicology.
Okay. And you're from where in Vermont?
Richmond, just near Burlington.
And what inspired you to play? Tell us what you've been playing here this morning, because we've heard some really curious sounds here.
I started off with an acoustic.
I mean that as a compliment.
Well, thank you, by the way. Yeah, curiosity is good. Nylon string, an electric nylon string guitar. Then a Jumbush, which is a 11-string Turkish banjo. I'm sorry, a 12-string Turkish banjo. The 11-string is the Glissantar. The fretless guitar. The fretless thing allows me to slide between the notes.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a dobro, you know, or a slide guitar, but it's a little more like a sitar.
Now, how many performers are there that perform instruments like this at Pump Stock? Do they tend to be this unconventional, or do they? I imagine a few are.
No, Eldon will probably be the most varied musician that we've got.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
which is good. That's part of one of the reasons we've got him. Fantastic player and performer. Our musicians tend to be more along the lines of singer-songwriter. You know, if Lyle Lovett had his smaller band with him, perhaps, or the Indigo Girls, or sort of alt-country, folk-rock kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, Eldon Kelly, you're all strapped up here, and I think it'd be great to hear a song here. What are you going to play for us?
This is an example of my singer-songwriter side.
There you go. Okay.
And this has sort of some roots influences, American roots mixed with some bluegrass and Indian music.
Okay. Eldon Kelly.
Down by the willow way, down by the willow way, down by the willow way, down by the willow way. have to lay your burden down here. You'll have to lay your burden down. You'll have to lay your burden down here. You'll have to lay your burden down. There's a boat on the shore, you take it and never look back. There's a boat on the shore, you take it and never look back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Down by the willow waves, down by the willow waves, down by the willow waves, down by the willow waves. The sky will open for you, the clouds will open wide, the horizon parts before you, so you can climb inside. The sky will open for you, the clouds will open wide, the horizon parts before you, so you can climb inside. Down by the willow wait, 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 down by the willow, down by the willow wait.
Eldon Kelly, one of the performers at tomorrow's Pump Stock Festival in downtown East Lansing. Smitty Smith, remind our listeners of when the music starts and how long it goes.
Music is from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Bailey Park in East Lansing. If you need a map help, it's 300 Bailey Street. We'll have food. We'll have face painters. It's a family fun kind of event. There's a playground in the park, so if the kids get bored, they can go swing and climb.
Is the attendance growing year by year?
It is. We were, 150, 200 the first year. We're expecting more like 300 or more this year.
Okay, very good.
A little bit more each year.
You're looking for more hands? You're looking for more help? Volunteers?
Always looking for volunteers. It's totally a volunteer-based thing. There's a Facebook page for Pump Stock. There's a Facebook page for Pump House Concerts. And we have email at pumphouseconcerts@gmail.com. All one word, plural, pumphouseconcerts@gmail.com.
Very good. Smitty Smith is the organizer of the and the founder and the director of Pump Stock, the American Roots Music Festival this weekend here in East Lansing. Local musician Eldon Kelly will be performing at the festival. Thanks to both of you. And Eldon's going to take us out with a little live music here on Current State.